Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out and enjoy this lovely fall weather. Winter has, where we are anyway, has not stepped in yet. We're still seeing these 45-degree temperatures every day and sunshine. So loving it for the first weekend in December. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is a weekend, and guess what? It's chilly, chilly, chilly weekend.
Yeah, it isn't chilly, but we're going to be elbow deep in chilly. So we actually came in and recorded this a little earlier because as you're listening to this, Barbecue Bob is ordering me around the outdoor kitchen and telling me to chop this and cut that and do this just right. And we are in the middle of the Ada Chili and Beer Festival right now. If you're listening to this on Saturday morning, it starts at about 11 o'clock if you want to come down. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But Barbecue Bob and I are defending our title as the champions of the event last year.
Yes, we are.
So we're taking it serious, but we hope by the time you get there at 11, all the work's done. Now you just got to taste it and vote for us.
We'll be happy.
Yeah.
Even Jop will be happy because he'll have thrown his temper tantrum and be done with it.
Right. He doesn't give me any sharp knives until 11.
There are rules. Hey, it's the Chili Show, and a couple years ago when we competed, we were paired up with a brewer that was actually – an orchard and a cider mill. And Andy Sietsma is here right now from Sietsma Orchards at Sietsma. So that means you're a Frieslander, right?
That's what I've been told.
Yep,
yeah.
That's right. If it's MA or EMA, it's Friesland. So for all you Hollanders out there, kudos. But this dude and his dad, his family have a legacy orchard business. And this youngster right here, one up the whole bloodline and just started letting that cider sit around in kegs a little bit too long.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens. Lots of chemistry.
Well, okay. Yeah, and, you know, I'm pretty sure you didn't go to school to be a hard cider brewer, did you?
No, I really didn't do too much at school. I stayed around here and worked at the orchard and went to a local college here, just got a degree in management. And
good for you. Save your money. 4-year degrees are a dying thing.
Yeah. So anyway, the real gem of all of this hard work is that Andy produces and his cidery called what is the official name, Andy? I don't want to mess it up.
Well, he's just Sietsma Orchards.
Right. And then you've got hard cider. It's distributed.
Yep.
Right. But before we get to where and when on that, you brought in a couple that we've already tried. I'm trying to speak concisely after drinking a couple glasses of Sietsma's hard cider. But tell us about
you
these two.
You said that well.
Yeah, I know. That's what
not
I said.
The easiest
I'm
thing
slow.
To say.
I'm slow. Say it slowly.
Say Sietsma.
Yeah. But,
so
tell us what we got.
So what we've tried here already is us being in Michigan and West Michigan. Beer is. Highly regarded. We're trying to tap into that a little bit. So what we had here was some cider that I aged in some Dark Horse Brewery, some of their barrels that I picked up from them last year. So we tried, the first one was some of their Plead the Fifth that they aged in their barrels. I took some of those barrels and dump some cider into it, and then also the Maple Jesus that they did with Evil Twin. Dump some cider into there. And
where's Evil Twin from?
Oh, geez.
Like in Oregon?
I don't know. He caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, isn't it amazing what that barrel and a seasoned barrel like that does to it? I mean, we're tasting this one from Evil Twin, and the bourbon barrel, it's crazy. I mean, I like hard ciders, but I'm not nuts about it like I am beer. This, I am nuts about this one. This is,
well, it's dark. It's almost like porter in color.
Yeah.
But it's still very light, and it's a cider. But those bourbon notes and the maple notes really come through in the cider. So, Andy, my question is a guy that's in the apple business, there are literally dozens of varieties of apples. You're getting flavor also from the particular apples that you use, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of apples. You know, out there, we grow about 250 different kinds of them.
On your farm?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad started to plant.
You got those heritage brands.
Yeah, we got the heirloom apples. Heirloom. My dad started to plant probably almost 20 years ago now, and then it's interesting what you can do with them. You know, with that said, though, a lot of those are 1, 2, 3 trees. We're seeing if they grow well here in this region. A lot of them don't like the heat. But with that said, you know, we've identified, you know, a handful that we like that we've started to plant, you know, 75 or 100 trees of. So they
tend to flourish here.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there's still kind of a Pandora's box when you get into those heirloom apples, because no one really grows them, you know, in the, you know, there's only a hand few, you know, over in England, and then, you know, very not
is that
many
where
people.
The seedlings came from then?
Originally,
maybe?
Yeah, originally,
okay.
Yep. Yeah,
Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, and then you know we have
British
our,
were coming.
Yeah, British were coming.
Oh yeah, I know my history.
Yeah, you know,
one if by Sue, two if by microbrew, something like that.
But you know, like the Spitzenberg we have, which we really like. We have quite a bit. You know, planted at Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's favorite apple. So
wow, cool.
You know, we're seeing what we can do with those. But with that said, you know, we're still relatively small, so we're just kind of, especially with the heirloom stuff, we're a small batch when it comes to that. But you know, a lot of, we have our, you know, just core cider and core line.
There's a core in every apple.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and it's the Chili Show. We're talking with Andy Sietsema from Sietsema Orchards, and this guy, I'm going to say he's a kid because you don't look any more than like 19, so I don't know how old you are, but what you're doing
those
is
jeans
crazy.
Are older than that, dude.
What you're doing here is crazy. Now tell us about this one, because I have a daughter named Maggie, and this one's called Maggie's Reserve. She's gonna love that.
Yeah, so that is we have a little bit left of that. That's actually our heirloom apple cider that we do. It comes out every September 21st. It's made straight from all those heirlooms that I said we did. It's higher ABV. It's gonna be more European style. Tart, dry, very acidic, has a little bit of a funk to it, but you know, it's part of that
James Brown in there.
Yeah. And then part of that proceeds from that go back to Mercy Health St. Mary's labor and delivery unit. So that's named after
who's Maggie?
That is a daughter of mine that had passed away at birth, so that's why it comes.
We're unaware of that. Sorry.
That's totally fine. So that's why her birthday and is September 21st, so that's why we release it every September 21st. So we're actually getting ready to crush those apples. This year's apples will let age for a year and then bottle it and send it out on September 21st
next
year.
You got to buy some Maggie's Reserve. If you see
right.
Maggie's Reserve Hard Cider at any of your, I mean, it's all over the place. It's at Meyer. It's at
not this
Siciliano.
One.
That one's not. How
this
about
one
Siciliano's?
Is only. This one is only at the Orchard, and like I said, there's a limited amount left. And
okay.
Then Kingma's and Ada
so
did a special
us,
release.
So tell us how to get to your Orchard.
8542 Mile Road, Ada, Michigan.
Is that Honey Creek?
It's
that you're
Knapp,
off of?
Knapp to Honey Creek,
yeah.
Or Fulton and Pettis to
Honey
Creek.
Honey Creek and 2 Mile. You got to go out there. This orchard is huge. The family is old in the apple business, and when you walk in there, the smell of these donuts will drive you
nuts.
Yeah,
it's a great tasting room. They do cider and donuts. We didn't even touch on that. Andy, can you stick around for the next segment?
I got
a couple more questions.
No problem.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the chili. Maybe we'll start out with some cowboy beans from our friend Rob Russell. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's not as bottoms up. Give him up. Not as bottoms up. Get him up. Damn.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out of bed, got your feet on the floor, and you're firing up a grill or smoker. Barbecue Bob and I have fired up the burner. Today, we came in and recorded this show a little early because we are actually, as you're listening to this on Saturday morning, deep into the Ada Chili and Beer cook-off. And yeah, Bob has, at this point, Bob has removed the knives from the board because he knows that if he turns his head, we're in trouble. But anyway, if you just tuned in the last segment, we had Andy Seitzma from Seitzma Orchards in, and I asked him to stick around because we cover beer a ton. Yeah. On this show. And when Andy's in, it's unique because he owns a cidery. And I wanted to talk, to just give people an idea. When they walk up to the beer case, what we try to do is give them some sort of an idea of what they're looking at by a varietal of beer.
Right.
When we have the beer folks in. I'd like to do the same thing with the cider because you've got four or five different varietals of cider here. So how does somebody know which one to pick? Kind of give us general flavor profiles.
Well, it all depends on the producer themselves and what they like to do. Me, personally, I'm more of a traditionalist. I like my stuff dry and without too much sugar. Actually, one of my core brands really only has sugar, just one has sugar back added to it just to be, you know, take off that dry edge for the, you know, the average mainstream consumer.
So apple hard cider kind of comes out like a Chablis then, kind of very dry and crisp.
It will come out dry, very dry. A lot of people, I want to be careful with what I say, but a lot of people are used to, because cider is new, it's relatively new to the American consumer. So a lot of people are used to the bigger macro ciders out there. And like right. I was telling you guys earlier, I have more and more people coming into the orchard saying, I don't like cider. And I ask them why. And they say, well, it's too sweet. And I say, well, hold the phone. You know, craft cider, as you know, it continues to grow, is more on the dry side. And especially my stuff is pretty dry.
How many cider mills like yours are there in the state of Michigan and maybe in North America? Do you know what those numbers are?
I have no idea. Cider mills or hard, you know.
Hard cider. Fermenters, whatever you call.
I'm not sure about.
What it is that you do.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the country. but right now at the MCA, Michigan Cider Association, we have about 30 to 33 members. So, and that's not everybody, but that's probably about 85% of the hard cider producers in the state. So
kind of like microbrewers were 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's an exploding industry, and And, you know, he brought in some of his cider and donuts, the mainstream stuff that we all grew up on, right, before they started putting this good twist on this and making hard cider for the
I
big boys.
I noticed you like those donuts.
I do. They're good, man. You know how I like them? They're within reach. That's exactly how I like them.
With those alligator arms, right, you can reach them.
But you know, again, when you take and ferment something, the sugars turn into alcohol. So what happens is the sweetness goes away and the alcohol, it gets infused into the brew, which is what's happening with cider, because all of it starts out as sweet cider, right? And then then through the fermentation process, it turns into these dry. And when he says dry, he means tart, right? I mean, those logically are the same thing. But the proper term is dry.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and it varies from the apples, like I said before in the previous session, that, you know, it's a Pandora's box, especially with, you know, the heirlooms getting into there, of what really, you know, the tannin, you start to get into tannins and acidity and a lot of that. So,
in the barrel aging process, like the first two we tried were barrel aged. Those were, did you add sugar to those?
No.
They're not really that dry.
No, I think a lot of that comes from the sweetness, maybe from the beer that was in there.
Or
so
the bourbon before that. Or who knows what.
Well, one of them was a maple barrel, right? And it was very profound maple flavor in the cider, but obviously maple is your sugar, right? So that helps in the alcohol content, but it also imparts a tremendous amount of flavor.
And what do you call this one again?
I just call it Dark Horse Maple Jesus Barrel Aged.
I think that's...
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I think that's probably the best hard cider I've ever had. Anywhere in the world. That one right there, I've never had anything that tasted like that. So it was almost like having a nice caramel Old English style ale or something. You know, it was just a beautiful, dark, smooth... little bit of sweetness, but you could pick up on the bourbon notes and whatever else was in there. Yeah. That maple.
It's a big, heavy, thick beer
that
they did.
You got to do more of that, man. I would buy as many of those barrels as you can get your maple Jesus hands on.
You know, Andy, that's probably interesting because that was a concoction from a bourbon company and a beer company that came over to the cider. That might be a one of a kind.
Now we need to buy that barrel and put barbecue sauce in it.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. You get. They're for sale,
60,
I'm sure.
60 gallons worth of hot sauce.
But my point is that the cool part about this is that your offerings change throughout the season because they may have had 10 of those barrels, and when it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to go get 10 more because they just don't sell them every day. So that's why you got to keep coming back over and over and over.
Speaking of coming back, let's come back to some beans.
Oh, all right. You want to talk about Cowboy Rob Russell's barbecue beans.
These are, I don't know historically if this is accurate, but in my opinion, I think these are the real historical cowboy beans from out west. And I got a feeling this is sort of the beginning of chili because it's along those lines. So if you've ever had cowboy beans, I bet you most people never have had real cowboy beans. So here's what it is. And tell me if it doesn't sound like chili to you. It's ground beef, bacon, you put pork and beans in, kidney beans, a little bit of maple syrup, some onion, some pineapple juice, a little Memphis rub, and a sweeter rub. So what you notice is there's not any tomatoes. So I think some old cowboy had some hard cider, and he threw some tomatoes in his cowboy beans, and they had chili. What do you think about that?
Could be. I bet he didn't have hard cider, though.
Did those cowboys have pineapple juice back then?
Apparently. Hello. Haven't you ever seen the Dole
good
cowboy?
Good call, Andy.
The Dole cowboy?
Right, yeah. Only the cowboys in Hawaii. Those are the guys that had the pineapple juice. Yeah.
Paco.
Right.
Good pickup.
Busted.
I missed that one.
Busted.
Dang it. Anyway, these are on thegrillinguys.com. If you've never been to our website, it's thegrillinguys.com. And if you go up to the search bar in the top right corner, you can punch in any recipe you're looking for. Or just put in a keyword, like if you want to put in cowboy beans, if you want to put in Rob Russell, if you want to put in cider, you'll get a nice write-up on Seatsma. Now Randy's going to have to do one. Have you ever done a write-up on our website, Randy?
What website?
Okay. You'll also notice on that website, I just did a review.
I think I wrote a check once for somebody to do
you
that.
You did, yeah. Oh, quit whining. Okay, so I just did a review on the Solo stove, for example, that stove I've been reviewing, that campfire bonfire thing.
Right.
And I just posted that review online on thegrillingguys.com. So search bar is good. Our sponsors are on the right. Top right corner, you'll see a headset. It's Randy's headset because he leaves them here every week.
Mm-hmm.
So click on the headset. Help Randy find his headset. And it'll take you to a link, seriously, that will send the show to your iPhone or your smart device. And you can take it in iPod fashion and for the low price of, it's free.
So, Andy, before we wrap up this segment, I just want to touch base. Let people know where you are again.
8540 Two Mile Road, Ada, Michigan.
Yep, just a stone's throw from the little village of Ada. And you got to get up there. Beautiful tasting room. Makes his own fresh donuts every day. Place is wonderful. Great family organization and a great place to bring your family on a weekend. And get out there. And, Dad, you can try a little bit of this hard cider. And Mom and the kids can have the donuts and regular cider.
I think Mom might like the hard cider,
She
too.
Might. She probably more than
actually,
I
the kids would probably love it.
Yeah.
They'll sleep all the way home.
Right, yeah. Nighty-night. Coming up next, whether you like your chili white or green, you're going to want to tune in. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com. Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guy show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We are talking chili now because we came in a little early and recorded this show because Barbecue Bob and I right now are cussing at each other, talking about what we should be doing to win this championship chili cook-off that we're in Ada, Michigan, in the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. The good news for you is the show's on from 8 to 9 in the West Michigan market, and you can still make it down to Ada at 11 o'clock when the chili tasting starts from 11 to 3.
But if you're on the East Coast, it's probably Sunday night when you're listening to it. And if you're in Northern Michigan, it's live.
Right.
On 98.5 UPS.
Right. So anyway, if you get a chance, come on over to Ada, the little burg of Ada. There's one church in the center of town. It's called the Community Church. There's a 200-foot white tent. We're in there. Looking for your vote on the best chili.
And you know, I got to correct you, Jop. We're having fun with this whole arguing. We actually, when we do this chili on Saturday mornings once a year,
right?
It's pretty seamless. We have a good time. We work so hard. There's there's really not. I mean, there's no tension. If one of us is cut up from a knife, it was probably accidental.
Well, it's only because I understand that I'm the chili bitch and he's the chili boss, okay? And
that's
as long as we
true.
Keep that pecking order, then everything seems to go just fine.
My wife might be listening to this, and then she'll accuse me of some kind of harassment.
No, it's all good.
I'll be up there with Matt Lauer.
Right. Oh, easy now. Easy. Yeah. But anyway.
Hey, we got to do some chili, buddy.
Yeah, talk about this quick white chili. I've heard about this before.
Oh.
Some you used to make when you were a young dad with a house full of kids.
Yeah, good memory.
Yeah.
Good memory.
So what's it all about?
Well, this is a cool thing that I'm sure a bunch of you have already made white chili. Show of hands, anybody make white chili? Brian, Mr. Producer, you've made white chili?
Sorry, my hands are full.
Really
I'm having
easy.
Some more cider.
Yeah, my class is empty, Andy. What's going on here? You're falling asleep here. But white chili, there's a quick, easy way. My wife found it in like Better Homes and Gardens or something way back when. And when we had four or five youngsters in the house and we were both working maybe, or I'd get home late and have to cook up dinner, she'd be gone running around. So... Broom, broom.
Yeah.
So here was my method. I'd get that ground Jennie-O, or I think back then it was like Butterball or somebody had some ground turkey you could get. And you can do it with ground chicken or whatever, but you can find nice packs of ground turkey. So I had like a speed process down, and I would time it. So the first thing I'd do is I'd throw my big cast iron skillet on the stove and turn the heat on that. I'd throw a big cook pot on the stove, turn the heat on that. I'd open up a jar of Great Northern beans, dump it in the cook pot, fill it halfway up with water, dump that in there, open up a big can of salsa, a nice big jar of salsa, like 16 ounce, dump that in there, throw a little water in, rinse it out, dump that in there. And about now, that cast iron pan's getting kind of hot, so I'd dump a little EVO in there. And I'd be chopping up onions. I'd throw some onions in there, and then I would throw the ground beef or the ground
turkey
in there, and I'd hit it with like some cumin and garlic and sea salt and pepper. That's about it. That's all I threw in it, and let that turkey brown. By the time the turkey was brown, probably 15 minutes.
Stir it around because it'll burn on the bottom.
Yeah, it does, and it wants to stick. But I'd just brown that up real nice. And about that time, that salsa and bean combination starting to warm up pretty nicely and just about starting to percolate. And by the time that turkey was done, I would just literally lift the big pan up, slide the whole thing into that cook pot.
Grease and all.
Oh, grease and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just EVO and it's turkey. So, and you want a little bit of fat in there.
Flavor.
It's flavor. That's right. And by the time you stir that simmering hot turkey in there, I mean, that brew is just getting good and warm and just about starting to simmer a little bit, or just barely ready to. I'd have shredded a pound of Monterey Jack, and I'd take that shredded cheese and I'd throw it in the top. I'd shut the burner off, put a lid on it, and let it set. And that was like 22 minutes front to back end. In 22 minutes, those kids had a hot bowl of chili in front of them.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that recipe is still great.
Yeah. Easy, but effective, right?
And if you want, if you like it with a little corn in it, you can throw a little frozen corn or canned corn in it.
Sure.
Because some people like that. I'm okay with it.
Right. Either way.
But that's white chili. That's the speed method. And 20 to 22 minutes, generally, you can have that in and out. You're done. And sometimes when you have a family, a quick meal is kind of what you got to do, because maybe you're getting home late from work and everybody's hungry, and the pressure's on. You just got to perform.
Yeah, and generally chili, in my mind, is a slow cook process, right? You keep putting stuff in and layer it in and layer in the profiles. But that one is great for the family.
And I'm talking about performing, Joppy. Can you perform when the pressure's on?
Generally, yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it all depends where the pressure's coming from.
Okay. Well, this pressure's coming from the kids, so you don't want them crying.
Yeah, I get it. Are the lights on? Yeah, all right.
Nobody's home.
Right. But anyway, so let's talk a little Green Menace.
Green Menace.
What do you got going there, man?
I'll tell you what. I went out to Colorado about 2 years ago. I went out to, I hit the Pueblo area. And I had a good client in Denver. and he wanted to open up in Pueblo. So we took a little road trip, and he kept telling me about this green chili. And I was like, man, dude, I love chili, but it doesn't have beans in it. I ain't going to like it. He's like, trust me, Bob, you're going to like this. So we went to this really cool restaurant, and they served the green chili. And it was like a salsa verde. It's like salsa verde with pulled pork in it, basically. And I love salsa verde.
What a great use for pulled pork, though. I mean, right? Anytime we make it, there's always some left over.
Always.
And what a great
smoking
use for
butt.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you got to do if you're going to do it in a chili is you want to chop that up. But
No long stringy pieces.
Right, because you're eating it with a spoon, right?
Right.
So otherwise it'll be stringing you on the face.
Right.
So you smoke a pork butt, you do some, I'll put this on the website, but basically it's some EVO, a large onion, like I like Spanish onions for this, one head of minced garlic, some flour, can of tomatoes, green chilies, diced tomatillas, and some chopped jalapenos. Or chopped jalapenos. I'm not sure what that is.
That's what I'm doing today.
Going to be some chicken
right,
broth.
I'm chopping jalapenos. Those are chopped jalapenos.
Some chili powder. And it's good. It's just good. And it's called the Green Menace. I'll put it on the website. Probably not till tonight. Or maybe I can text Chaz and see if he'll throw it up there. But it's really good. You know what this is good on? Since there's no beans and you might miss your beans. This is really good on... If you make yourself a nice cheese omelet for breakfast and like chili on your omelets, this is beautiful.
Little Mexican this food step.
Yeah, it's beautiful over the top of an omelet, especially if you put some heat to it. Oh, man. And that's like a photo session right there, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Maybe we should do that.
I'm going all Weinstein.
Almost sounds like a hangover cure a little bit.
I think it could be. Yeah. You know, you could have like a tomatilla Bloody Mary.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah. Verdi Mary.
Right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys
like
Talk Network.
And
we are at the Ada Chili Cook-Off as you're listening to us if it's Saturday morning. And we recorded this show so that we could go
drink.
Compete and defend our title because this is the fourth annual and three of the 4 years are behind us. And two of those three, we were categorical winners.
Really,
so we don't mean to brag, we don't need to boast, but we're kind of doing a little of both.
We really recorded it so we could drink cider with Andy.
Andy, yeah. He's still here, by the way, but he's sitting quietly, so that's
good. He's counting
good.
The number of donuts you're eating. What are you up to, like 23 now?
I don't know. Let me wipe the frosting off my chin, and then we'll be good,
cool.
Right? Because these are some fantastic donuts. Very good donuts, and I have had a couple because he left them within reach of me.
I did not have a donut.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little Cincinnati chili. This is a different variety. Maybe you've had it if you've been in that area. Maybe you haven't, but stick with us. We'll be back.
Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Satisfaction's been our name since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's all about chili this week. Kind of tis the season, right, Bob? Because we are in a little bit of a chili competition right now, and we are probably bickering as we speak because we recorded this show a little earlier in the week because the competition was all Saturday morning. We had to get there about 6:30 and start out with the health department. And we got through that. So everything's good after that. But anyway.
What, are we getting shut down again?
No, that only happens once a month. Oh, wait, it's a new month. That's right. It's a new month. And our radio.
That reminds me. Thank you very much. Let's not rag on the health department. They're only doing their job.
They were.
Here's who I want to bitch about.
Uh-oh.
State of Michigan.
Yeah?
Okay, I got a buyout from my factory, right, from my work. So I've been out of work for a few months. And building my house, that's cool. It was great. I had, you know, but now it's like I got to go back to work. I did get a great job, by the way, and I'll talk about that next week. But I applied for unemployment because it had been like 3 or 4 months, and my wife's like, you know, we really need to get some money coming in here. You got to get to work. And I'm thinking, I think I could get unemployment. I paid in for like 40 years. Okay, so I went to the state of Michigan, went to their messed up website. I did everything I thought they wanted, but every time, every week, it was like, nope, you didn't get this. Nope, you didn't get that. Nope, you didn't. They've denied me for 4 weeks of income because of one little glitch, and you got to see this, can I say effed up
website? Messed up.
Okay, the state of Michigan, your unemployment is bull crap. The producer's on the button. It's a mess. It's just wrong. I paid in 40 years, and here's what those little pinhead bureaucrats want to do.
Easy, Bob.
No, pinheads. They're pinheads. They just can't wait to say, nah. And here's why. Because they get a check every week, and I'm paying for it. All us taxpayers pay for it. But they're just up there, you know, they're les incompetents. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's it.
That's your opinion.
Piss me off.
And you're going to stick to it.
Screw
I can smell it coming.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do something a little more lighthearted. Maybe some chili
from Cincinnati.
Let's get out of Michigan and go to Ohio. And what do you think about Cincinnati chili? You've been enamored with this for years.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, but ever since I've known you, you get in that part of the country, you make a special trip off the interstate to go get yourself some Cincinnati chili.
Have you ever
had
Skyline?
Yes.
Did you have it at my house?
Maybe.
Did you have it down there?
No, I've had a hot dog bar at your house, and you always have it when you have a hot dog bar.
Okay, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a couple big brands. The big one is Skyline. Here's why I love Skyline, because they're just an awesome company. They're not like the state of Michigan unemployment office. They're awesome. They hire the nice people. The state of Michigan hires all the losers, okay?
Easy.
Crummy, creepy people. The Skyline hires really nice people. You walk in the door, they go, hey, you know, and they give you a big smile like Gomer Pyle.
Right. I heard Gomer pass this week.
He did.
Jim Nabors.
Yes.
All right. Golly, that's too bad.
Sergeant Carter. So anyway, Skyline, it makes a great chili, but they have awesome people there, and they're friendly. Unlike the state of Michigan.
So you got a recipe for it? Is that where we're going? Is that where we're going with this?
Cincinnati chili has a darker profile, and you can have it with or without beans. And it's going to have chocolate and cocoa in it and cinnamon. And I know that sounds weird because we make more of a Tex-Mex style chili. And we were just talking about the Green Menace. But this is really cool. And you got to open your mind up. You can't say, oh, that's not chili. Because guess what? If you go to Cincinnati, if you're at a Bengals game, you're going to say it's chili.
Right.
Or you're going to have 50,000 Bengals fans beating on your face.
Right.
You don't want that. So anyway, check it out on our website. It's called Cincinnati Chili. But basically, there's going to be a couple Hershey bars in it, some garlic, ground chuck, a little wine vinegar, tomato sauce, Worcestershire, allspice sugar, cumin, paprika, cinnamon, sweet onions, and I add a little coffee to it.
Right.
And then here's the cool thing. So what they do with it is there'll be like, you can have it one to five ways. One is just their chili sauce. Well, it's really runny. So, you know, you're going to make a mess.
It's almost soup-like.
It is. Number two, you're going to have that put on some spaghetti noodles. Now you're talking.
Right.
Okay. A three-way, you're going to have that with some kidney beans on spaghetti noodles. Getting better. A four-way is that on noodles, on kidney beans with cheese. I mean, finely shredded monster mound of awesome sharp cheddar cheese.
Okay.
It's really fine. It almost looks like steel wool. It's really cool. So you get this big plate of spaghetti noodles, some kidney beans.
You can tell he's done this, can't you?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's better than, yeah. So, and then you put tequila, and I'll put lime in the coconut and all that stuff. So a five-way is to do it all that. So with the noodles, the beans, the sauce, the cheese, and then you put onions on it.
Ah.
And that's photo perfect. And then they put a bottle of hot sauce on every table. It's kind of like Frank's hot sauce.
Okay.
And you squirt some hot sauce on there. I'm telling you, you died and went to heaven. It's all you need. Cincinnati chili, you got to do it that way. You got to do a five-way. You got to do it with the spaghetti noodles. Serve it to your friends. You'll have the kids will love it, even if they don't want hot sauce. And then what they also do is they put little oyster crackers around the outside of the plate. It's decoration.
Oh, yeah. But you like slide them in on a bite.
Well,
right?
you set them around the plate because the spaghetti noodles might have water in it.
Right.
So it'll soak up.
And the chili's thin.
It'll soak up the water from the spaghetti noodles.
Right.
And the sauce. Yeah. So it does get a little mixy in there. So the oyster crackers just, you know, they keep you from making a big mess.
Right. Well, I did a little chili research, not specific to any particular recipe, but wanted to come up with a few things that the average chili doesn't necessarily have in it that might make your chili just a little bit better. Now, the premise of all of this is the chilies I like to make, we really haven't talked about yet, but the one we're making today.
Don't tell anybody.
No, I'm not. I won't get specific. But the one we're making today is a four-hour batch, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's cooked low and slow, and we cook it on a smoker. That's no secret because we got your big pull-behind smoker from
ABS
American.
Judge.
Yeah, the American Barbecue System smoker. We're making chili in a smoker, right? So this is a low and slow deal. As much as I hate to admit this, but my research shows that you can also make it in a Dutch oven. But I don't want to rent.
You're just trying to goad me.
Right. Maybe.
That's
but
not
anyway,
a
couple things is like the stock, right? It's a base. It's a tomato base. Chili is usually tomato base. But we'll put some sort of broth in there to thin it out and give it a little bit of flavor. If you've got time, stock made with marrow bones, the actual bones that you can get, the leg bones you can get from the
marrow?
Butcher, beef butcher. The beef bones from the butcher, rather.
Marijuana?
Which have the marrow in them, and you boil those off and then strain it off. You've got a very rich, beefy flavor. You can use that. That's one tip. The other thing is a little bit of sweetness in there. You touched on it a little bit in your Cincinnati chili that they make it with chocolate, but an unsweetened chocolate or a cocoa powder. Put a little bit of that in your chili and experiment with it. You'll be amazed that little sweet chocolatey, there's just a note of it. You don't want it to have a bowl of chocolate chili. That's not what I'm talking about.
You don't want a Hershey wrapper in every bite.
No. No, you sure don't. But, you know, the vegetables that you use, fresh is better. You know, Barbecue Bob, no, it's no secret again because people can walk by and see what we're doing. We're smoking our own vegetables when that goes in our chili, right? We're not pulling those out of a can. We are some of them, but not all of them.
Good. Now you're telling 200,000 people instead of the 300,000.
But by the time they listen, It's too late, baby. We've already got the winning batch put together. But and then the spices, if you a little cumin, a little coriander, sometimes those are just enough to put it over the edge, you know. And chili doesn't have to be so smoking hot that it chokes your throat when you eat it.
But
you
it's want okay a little, if it does.
But yeah, but you want a little bit of bite, right? In my opinion, you want a little bit of bite. We're competing for the mainstream, and the average person, 9 out of 10 of them, don't want to choke on the chili. They don't want it that hot. They just want a lot of flavor. But that one person that does want to choke on their chili, well, they got to go somewhere else. But anyway.
I think we need to bring a bottle of hot sauce.
Yeah, it could be. Coming up next, we might do a little bit of man law and bring this train to the station. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
My exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I didn't love to be, but all my exes live in...
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah. I feel like a man after some of that nice pizza and the cider. What do you think, Jop? You feel a little manly right now?
I do, because
it isn't smelling good.
It isn't for girls. This is the real deal. You guys, if you've not tried hard cider, especially from Sietsma's, you got to give this thing a run because they're good. But
there's some girls in my house that like it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I'm going to try and horseshoe some of these cans home with me. I'll make you a little trade here.
Good luck,
brother.
You
can have this cider, and I'll take the hard cider.
Yeah, all right. Wrestle for it.
Under no circumstances may two men share an umbrella, or may any Marine ever hold one for a president.
Oh, really? Is that how that works? Is that a rule?
I added that part.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he probably would if he was asked to do it. They're dutiful men.
No, that's actually a violation of the UCMJ.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, I don't
know. One was asked to do it for a certain president, and it's only because the president was ignorant.
Ah.
He probably worked for the state of Michigan.
Yeah, I've never been president, so I don't know.
I was the last guy. So now that we have pissed off the federal government and the state, let's go back to Sietsma.
See if your license is under review right now.
Go back to the local government.
Right, yeah. So, Andy, thanks for coming in, man, and sharing a little bit of this cider with us. Now, where can people find your cider? Do you distribute it?
We are distributed statewide, West Michigan, you know, every pretty much major bottle shop, you know, Knapp Kornemeyer, Cascade Meyer carries it, some of the D&Ws, and, you know, a little bit in Chicago right now.
So if I wanted to look for this, it comes in a can or a bottle?
You'll see most of our core products are in a 16-ounce can. Yeah.
All right.
So our friends out in New Jersey cannot get their hands on this yet?
No,
New York?
Sorry.
Nope.
Sorry.
And you better get with the program because we got a lot of thirsty pals out in Atlantic
City.
But
if you Facebook, Bob would be happy to send you a 4-pack of it complimentary on his tab.
Yeah.
Just send him a Facebook note.
I don't even know what you just said.
Well, I do. We'll just wait to see how they pour in, and you're going to be sending some cider out east.
I think that's illegal. I can't do it.
They're all your friends.
I can't
It's
do
a
it.
Gift. It's a gift.
Unlike you, you're a burden.
Yeah, well, hey, come down and join us at the Ada Chili Cook-Off. We're in Ada, Michigan. If you've got a chance to get away, we're wrapping up against about 9 o'clock right now, and at 11, we're going to start serving chili from 11 to 3. Barbecue Bob and I are competing in the brewery division, so we're paired up with a brewery, and we're going to be making a little bit of chili and see if we can repeat the championship. We won in year one and year three and took second in year two, and we're back to defend. So,
and we're wearing our new chef coats and Speedos,
right?
So you'll want to see
right.
that.
Thank goodness the chef coats are long, but anyway, and other things aren't. So having said that, Barbecue Bob.
You're cut off.
I am cut off. Yeah. All right.
FCC just got you.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys. Chili, chili, chili.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
That she liked. What the hell did I say?